Hello everyone, it's Norm Ferrari, aka The Beard Guide here, and welcome to a very special Facebook Live event. Not the normal Lunch with Norm, we've got a special guest today that's for Tuesdays. So today we're going to be keeping up the trends, talking about TikTok. And our guest today is an incredible TikTok, I want to call her a pioneer. But anyways, our guest today is Mayan Gordon. Hi, Mayan, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much for having me today. Really excited to be here.
I'm so glad that you could make it. Now, we did meet once before at the women's conference over in, where was it? In LA, right?
Yeah, that was one of the coolest conferences I've ever been to. Really enjoyed that one.
And I really enjoyed your performance. I mean, you got up on stage and I thought TikTok was about dancing. Anyways, as much as I knew about TikTok, I just heard people dance. That was it.
Yeah. Anyway, They still do that. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm not a dancer, but I hear you can use it for a business platform now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really grown from, it's changed so much just even since February. I think that was late February when we met. And back then it was much more heavy into dancing content. Now there's people with podcasts having channels. There's people who have books. There's people who do meditation. There's people who are realtors on the platform. There's really a lot of different categories and verticals of content now.
So you can pretty much do anything on TikTok.
Yeah, anything that's age appropriate, let's say.
Right. So with TikTok, tell me a little bit more about it. When did it start? Where is it going? Just an overview.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't check my notes before that question, but I believe TikTok changed from Musical.ly. So it didn't start out of nowhere. It used to be really two separate apps, one in China called Douyin, and then another one here in the United States called Musical.ly. ByteDance, the parent company, which is a Chinese company who owns Douyin, purchased Musical.ly and then changed everything to TikTok. So I believe that was late 2018. It might have been mid 2018. So it's really only been around for a little over 2 years, possibly under two, right around that 2 year mark. And it's evolved quite heavily because of its artificial intelligence algorithm. So of course, as more content's being put into the platform, it's learning from not only the content, but also your behavior as a consumer in terms of what you like and what you don't like. And it's just been evolving very, very rapidly.
Well, how did you get involved?
Yeah, so I got involved really because I own a glass blowing business and I've been on Instagram for about 7 or 8 years already, doing very well on Instagram. Had very steady growth over that entire time period until 2018, and the growth just completely plateaued, completely stopped, wasn't getting my posts seen by new people out there. And so I just started looking around at like what the other platforms and options for social marketing were going to be. So I tried out Pinterest, I tried out a little Twitter. I've never been great at Twitter. I tried out Patreon, and I jumped onto TikTok. And within the first 2 weeks of being on TikTok, I got my first viral video, which reached over 1 million views within the first 24 hours. And that kind of incentivized me to put more work into that platform.
That's awesome. And I'm just kind of curious, how many followers do you have?
I have a little over 2 million now, which is mind blowing, even to me.
Okay. I've got to tell you, I just started TikTok. And I owe that to you, by the way. So I just decided to get on the platform. And we have 3 videos up and we have 2 followers. So anybody that's listening that wants to follow us on TikTok, I mean, we'd be happy to do that. We're going to be giving some really great content out. But we have a total of 2 followers right now. So we're hoping it's going to get close to that 2 million. I think.
Yeah, you know, when I started, I had 2 followers also, right? I didn't have any followers. So, and the cool thing that I think a lot of people don't know, if you're not super familiar with TikTok, is getting views on your videos is not dictated by your following. So you can have 2 followers, post a video, and if it's good content or people are, you know, wanting to watch that particular type of content, it'll get shown to tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of people.
Ah. Well, I just see a buddy of mine Dave Erie just popped on. Hey, Dave, I hope you're settled back in Godrich. Thanks for tuning in. But okay, so let's also talk about the businesses. Why should I typically talk about Amazon businesses, but why should businesses get onto TikTok?
Yeah, well, this I think honestly applies more to Amazon businesses and businesses that have really strong sales or their entire business strategy is through paid social or paid channels. Is like, that's a great game when you're winning it. But when it stops working, and it inevitably will either stop or at least go down in terms of its effectiveness, you're going to want to rely on your brand that you've built. And brand is something that lasts not only through, let's say, difficult times in other parts of your business, like when your paid channels aren't working, but it lasts through recessions. It lasts through almost anything. When you have a strong brand name, people are always going to support you. And it really takes a ton of stress off your plate. Since being on TikTok, I've felt so much less stress for my glassblowing business, because it's not just about, okay, yes, I made 500 in sales today, but what about tomorrow and the next day? And having to just keep performing. I really know that I'm building something that is going to last much longer and be stronger than, like, at some point the organic is going to be stronger than paid could ever be, because yes, it's going to come with sales, but it's also going to come with word of mouth. It's also going to come with free extra marketing and promotion. And these are things that I'm looking at for myself long-term. Do I want to be in business for 10 years? Do I want to be in business for 20 years? Yes. In fact, I probably want to be in business the rest of my life. That's just my nature. But that's a very, very long period of time to have to really be, in the grind chasing sales. And it's not a fun game for me to play to have to chase sales. I'd much rather build something really strong, really amazing that draws people in, that attracts people to my business, and then converts them so well into loyal followers, into loyal customers, that now they're doing the work for me. I'm sure you guys all know about lots of different companies that have been successful in their branding to the point where they really almost don't have to do more marketing, because their fan base, their customer base, does so much marketing for them.
Well, so I've got a brand. Let's just say I've got a brand. How can I use TikTok to build the brand? And then how can I monetize it?
Yeah. So let's talk about the first question. How do you build a TikTok channel around your brand? So the first part, and this is a great reflective exercise, I think TikTok is something that really makes you reflect on your business, is do you have a very strongly identified brand identity? Like, if you had to describe your brand as a person, could you do that? And if you can, then it's actually quite easy to translate a brand personality into very short form videos, because you go, my brand's about education, it's about empowerment, it's about whatever the things your brand is about. It's very easy to think about how to translate that into short form video. It's not complicated like starting a YouTube channel where there has to be all this different production or things you put into it. So I'd say step number one is really identify, like, what's your brand's identity, and then think about what types of content fit within that identity. So is it going to be like straight up educational videos where you're teaching people things? Is it going to be more on the entertainment side where you're really just trying to, make people happy or connect with them in a particular emotional capacity? And then, of course, you have to figure out, okay, what are my visuals? What's the content inside my video? And one of the best ways to do that is really by looking on the platform to see what other people are doing well within your category. So yes, there might be, if you're in a really obscure business, there might not be a lot of content for you to look at to see what's working well. But if you're in any industry that, has a large number of people who work in that industry, it's very likely you can go on TikTok, do a hashtag search, and see what content is already working well and get some ideas from that.
Great. And the second question was, how do you build a brand to monetize?
Yeah, so I think that always depends. Are you looking at short-term monetization or are you looking at long-term monetization? I think if you're looking at short-term monetization on TikTok, you've kind of got the wrong idea, because it does take a significant amount of time right now to build traction. Like, yes, you have the chance, let's say, I have no idea the percent, let's say it's a 5% chance that from the get-go, you're going to go pretty viral. It's going to go great. And you really don't have to think about how do I build this up? But for the rest of us, it's going to take, 3 to 6 months, maybe even 12 months for us to build a following that's familiar with our brand, familiar with our channel, and that has some amount of real like selling power to it. Now, once you have a following and you have kind of some of that selling power, TikTok right now, you got to remember, it's very, very new. Think about Instagram when it was only 2 years old. It didn't have any selling features or capability. It was just a platform where you posted content. So TikTok's still in this very early phase, kind of pre-monetization. Again, there are ways to monetize, and one is their paid ad channel. So just like Facebook, just like Instagram, there is a paid advertising platform that's now open. I believe it has quite a high spending limit. I believe, and I might be wrong here, but I believe you have to spend at least $500 a day per ad to be running on this platform. So it's pretty high budget. That's why you don't see small businesses advertising on TikTok. Like, I've never seen a small business ad on TikTok. It's always either apps or very large companies like Coca-Cola or Grubhub, things like that. The other way that you can monetize, though, is so they do have a direct click-through link that you can put in your bio once you reach a certain following size. I think you have to have 1,000 followers to access that feature. And then they've slowly now started to integrate links that are directly attached to a video. So it's not a swipe up like Instagram. It appears as a little rectangle, a little yellow rectangle right above the caption, but at the bottom near the video, at the bottom of the video. And that also allows you to go to different, not any website. Right now they have limited integrations with that. I know Teespring is one. So you can set up like a merchandise store for your brand, which is a cool thing because anyone can benefit from merchandise branding. Again, because one, it's sales, like whatever amount of sales that is, great. Two, it's getting your customers to wear your brand, think about your brand, and you know, showcase and market your brand more. So I think that's a really cool thing they're integrating. And I expect that there will be more features for social commerce and for monetization in the future. One of the biggest ways, though, that any platform, or sorry, any account can monetize on TikTok once they reach a certain following is through paid music promotion. Now, you might be thinking, I'm not interested in paid music promotion. That's not my business. But what if it could be? What if for zero extra work, you could start getting paid to post people's music on the videos that you were already going to be putting the work in to post? So that's a really cool thing that when I got my first email of someone saying, hey, could I pay you to put this song on your TikTok channel? My thoughts were, what? Someone wants to pay me to post music on my channel? That's so cool. Like, awesome. Yes, of course I'll do that. So there's, you know, there's new ways, there's old ways. And I think that there's going to continue to be like really interesting opportunities in terms of monetization that a lot of us just aren't even aware of yet.
Yeah, I really like that idea about people paying you to publish music. And the other thing that I love about TikTok is the amount of views. I put up a very simple, I don't know, Kelsey, it was probably around 30-second video. And we ended up, and, I mean, you're going to cringe at this, but I thought, wow, we got 150 views. You know, and
no, that's really good.
And then my son, he's a musician, Hayden, and he put up a bass video, and it was kind of creative, but the first day, like, we were watching it, and within hours, he was getting 500 views. Like, the amount of views you can get are incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's really due to its algorithm that wants to test and find an audience for your content. It's not really something where you have to do work to go. Like on Instagram, you do a post and then you also have to go do this work to get people to engage with you, to get people to really look at your content. On TikTok, the algorithm does all of the work for you after you've created the content and posted the video. And there's quite a beauty to that. It really allows you to focus on creating better content, which if you guys think about it, if you got good at creating video content, you would win in your business. Hands down, period. If you get to a certain skill level of being able to produce video that people want to watch, that connects with people, you are going to make more money in your business. And so I love looking at TikTok not only as a platform, but really as a tool to help you improve your own marketing skills.
Are you able to repurpose the videos that you have on TikTok?
Yeah, I just straight up share them to Instagram. I write a little bit different of a caption typically, but they perform better than the content I had been spending, let's say 30 minutes to post on Instagram. And now it's a direct share, takes me less than 3 minutes to write the caption, and people engage with it very, very well. Part of the reason I think that is because it's very new still. And as human beings, we are addicted to new. New is our sugar. It's our candy. We love it so much and we need it. We need more and more new. So the fact that there isn't a ton of TikTok content on Instagram, and you'll start seeing more and more of it, makes it more interesting than, let's say, original or normal Instagram content.
I love using influencers to help promote my products. Can you do that on TikTok as well?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Influencer marketing on TikTok is super strong for a couple reasons. One, it's easier to get in touch with people, and people are more receptive. So when I message people on Instagram, but before I had TikTok, if I messaged anyone who had 100,000 followers or more, my response rate was probably definitely less than 10%, but probably like 5 or 1%. Like, people just don't want to answer Instagram messages from people they don't know if they're a kind of a bigger influencer. On TikTok, people are much more interested, and that differential between their TikTok following and their Instagram following often makes them easy to message through Instagram. So a lot of people who are on TikTok who have 500,000 followers, who have 1 million followers, only have 5,000 followers on Instagram or 1,000 followers on Instagram. And so when you message them through the platform where they are getting the least amount of attention, it's much easier to engage with them. And all of a sudden they have this huge, potential to help your business.
Oh, that's great. So you could just reach out much more easier. So you're recommending just take a look at the, let me try this again. Check out your influencer on Instagram. They're probably, or I'll try this again. Can we try this take three?
Absolutely. You got it. Is it?
Maybe it's the coffee. Oh, that's one more. All right, there. No lunch, coffee. So what you were saying would be find an influencer over at TikTok and check out their Instagram page. If their Instagram page, and you see that they don't have as many influencers or followers, just direct message them and see if they would help you out.
Yeah, and make sure you say who you are. I think that's an important thing I've noticed when I message people on Instagram now, is in that first line that they're going to be able to see without even clicking through the message, I want to say, hey, I'm from TikTok, because that's going to key in their attention. Like, people are really excited about TikTok right now. Again, especially if they went from being on Instagram with 5,000 followers and they've been blowing up on TikTok, like, they're stoked. They're super excited about any opportunities that are coming from that TikTok platform. And so saying, hey, I saw you on TikTok in that first line, is going to be much more engaging than you saying, hey, I'm so-and-so, here's what I want from you, or here's why I'm contacting you. Like, indicate to them right away, hey, I found you on TikTok. And they'll be like, ooh, what's this all about?
So there's a golden nugget. I got to use that. And one of the things that we haven't talked about is the format. How easy is it to use TikTok?
Yeah, so it can be very easy or very complicated depending on how you make it. And the reason for that is the videos are very short. You have the ability to do a 60-second video, but most of the videos you're going to see are, let's say, 6 to 15 seconds long. So within a 15-second video, there just isn't that much you can do in terms of within the video. Now, what makes it complicated, though, is there are a lot of features. So TikTok has hundreds of, like, effects, like special effects, AR effects, that you can choose from and add to your video. It's also got tons of filters, the same way Instagram has kind of like filters that you swipe and it changes the saturation or lighting or shadows in your video. And then there's also voice effects, right? You can change how your voice sounds. There's music. So TikTok has its own music library where all of the music is, and there's discussion about this, but all of it is supposed to be copyrighted. There's issues about if you're using it for a paid promotion, whether that copyright's good or not. But you can go ahead and use TikTok music from their TikTok library without having to worry about your video getting taken down. Versus like Instagram, if you post someone's music, oftentimes they'll take it down or there's an issue with that copyright. So all of these factors make it so that it could be very complicated. But you also don't have to use effects. You don't have to use voice effects. You don't have to use the filters. So it can be very simple. It can be as simple as taking your phone and just talking to it for 10 seconds, right? That's a TikTok video. Boom, you're done. So it's all about how you perceive it and then what you're going to put into it.
That's what I was really surprised about, how easy it was. Like, I was just walking around with Hayden and Kelsey, and just walking around with your camera, talking, you know, about a subject, pointing. Yeah, this is what we did the other day. I just sat here and right. I pointed here, pointed there, pointed here, and that was my video. You know, they filled in the blank. I don't even know what they said, but we'll see it on TikTok. But most of the people that are listening have VAs. So what are a
Same
few
here.
Tips? Oh, there you go.
I'm along with you guys. Yep. I'm a real business owner, not just an influencer.
There we go. But what would you, what advice would you give how would you find a VA? What questions would you ask?
Particular to like someone who's good at TikTok?
Yes.
So I'd make sure that they're familiar with like at least some other social media platforms, because what makes you good at one platform always is going to make you at least a little bit better at another platform. So one of the reasons that I do very well on TikTok is because I had spent, you know, 7-8 years on Instagram, observing what worked, understanding how customers react to certain types of content. And that was really helpful for me to jumpstart onto TikTok. So seeing if they, you know, how much time do they spend on different social media platforms would be one thing. The other would be, I'd say, you know, their overall communication style. So like, how do they communicate with you? Do they communicate in a way that makes you feel enthusiastic, encouraged, excited? Also, of course, just, you know, how good is their English is something to consider, because those things are going to be really important when TikTok, the only way, like we just talked about, if you want to reach out to people, it's probably going to be through Instagram, because TikTok has very limited messaging features. It's like a double opt-in where you have to follow them and they have to follow you before either of you can send messages to each other. So you just want to make sure that they can communicate not only well enough to your standards, but within your brand's identity, right? So any brand identity is also going to have a communication style that comes with it. And making sure that your VA either can adapt to that communication style or already naturally has some of that style as part of how they communicate, I think is probably more important sometimes than some of the skill sets that they have.
Yeah, that's always my fear, is that you hire a VA and they send out something that's completely wrong and, you know, also is on target with your brand. So making sure that you talked about it a little bit earlier about the persona of the brand, bringing on that persona. Do you have any checks and balances before anything goes out, or do you just get to a point with your VA that you say, okay, you might oversee them for a week or two and then they're on their own?
Yeah, so I took a highly different approach with my VA than I had taken when I had employees, because I realized that when I had employees, I was not a very good boss in terms of helping them course correct or make changes, and that part of really having someone put their best efforts out there is you giving them trust and you saying, I believe in you, and then also making it really clear what's okay and what's absolutely not okay. So for my VA, I let her know from the get-go, it's okay if you make a grammar mistake. It's not okay if you say something mean or you say something negative to someone. As long as you're always, you know, communicating in a positive, kind, and value-adding way, I'll let you know when you make a grammar mistake, and I trust that you'll be able to fix it. And it's really been the case where not only have I seen her actually improve dramatically her communication in terms of grammar, in terms of adopting my own language that I like to use, but also just in her confidence, in her enthusiasm and ability to perform at her job, because I'd given her that trust. And really, when she had made mistakes, going, hey, here's the mistake. It's okay that you made this mistake. It's really not a big deal, because this message was still really great. And this little grammar thing doesn't mean that much to me. So I think as a boss, you kind of have to realize you're not controlling everything anymore. And if someone can do 80% as good as what you would be doing yourself, that's you know, that's amazing, because now instead of doing, you know, 100%, you're getting 180%. You're getting all of your 100% plus their 80%, and understanding what's the 20% that's okay to be, you know, not perfect. And for me, that's grammar, or that's maybe messaging someone the wrong actual message, but it was still within the style of my brand. It still fit my brand personality. So yes, maybe I messaged them something that they're like, I don't know why you messaged me this thing, but then I can go, oh, I'm sorry about that. You know, my VA sent that, like, here's why I had her send that. And typically I haven't had anyone get upset at all since I've started that process with her.
Yeah, usually the people that get upset, yeah, you don't really want following you anyways.
Exactly.
Hey, we've got Melissa Simonson is
what's
is
up, Melissa?
Watching. Now, I'm not sure, but it's Mubasher. Hi, Mubasher. How are you? And Cindy Norton, how are you? So now I want to get into the little bits of gold nuggets. Can you give us a few tips, what maybe other people aren't doing on TikTok?
Yeah, so I'm really big on creating series of content. So if you think about your TikTok channel like a TV channel, and think about each series of videos like its own TV show, it's really fun to create these series, because even if one episode or video within the series isn't that great, it still is contributing to the entire series. And this is a really cool thing versus if you're doing kind of like spaghetti thrown at the wall type of strategy where you're just randomly doing stuff, is like, if it doesn't stick, then it didn't really add a whole lot of value to your overall TikTok channel or page. But if you create a couple series, people are always getting something out of your videos, and it's kind of always deepening that following, always deepening that relationship. And then the other thing I really like about creating series of videos is it allows you to experiment in a more micro sense, where most of the video tends to be the same, and you only have a couple variable factors, which then allows you to do incredible comparative analysis between your videos to start understanding where customers, where followers are really connecting with content, and where you're going to be able to discover, oh, wow, this is something that I can repeat or keep doing, and people are going to be really excited about and want to follow along and be really eager to see my next video. So an example of that, like with my glass blowing, and I haven't been able to, you know, studios have all been shut down for coronavirus, so I haven't been able to really continue this series because I have to go to an outside studio. But using glass, like hot glass, to cook food is something I stumbled upon because I was in the series of using hot glass to do things you're not supposed to do with hot glass, or unusual things. And one of the videos just happened to be like grilling or toasting a bagel with like a hot thing of glass, and people went crazy for it. And so I went, oh, maybe people love that, you know, that unusualness plus the relatability of like, they eat toast. So like, it's something that connects with them. And I did another one where it was like an Egg McMuffin, and they put a hot piece of glass on like an Egg McMuffin, and people love that one. And almost every single video I've done that has glass blowing and food in it does very well. So creating series not only can, I think, give you a higher percentage of being a higher rate of being successful, but it's also really fun as the creator, as the channel owner, to get into that.
Oh, that's great. So there's a few nuggets. We're getting down to 12:30. I just wanted to thank you so much. This was really quick. Like I contacted you the other day.
Yeah, there's tons. And if you guys want more nuggets, that was really just one nugget. There's so many of them, because one of the cool things about, I just want to mention this quickly, is when you're watching a 10-second video that's full screen, it's very hard to think fully consciously, the same way when you're scrolling through LinkedIn, when you're scrolling through Facebook, when you're scrolling through Instagram. You are in a subconscious mind state, and therefore a lot more factors come into play and can have a powerful effect on your video that wouldn't happen on other platforms. And so being able to key in on some of those things, like colors, like use of colors, matters much, much more on TikTok than it does on any other platform. Same thing with lighting. You'll probably notice if you pay attention scrolling through TikTok videos, the ones it shows you that have any of the ones that have, you know, a million plus views are very well lit, or there's good contrast between the lighting. So all of these different things do have powerful effects. And a cool thing is you really only have to maybe get one of those things really right for your video to explode.
That's part two of the gold nuggets. Thank you.
Absolutely.
How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, so LinkedIn is probably, I spend honestly most of my platform time on LinkedIn right now. You search my name right there. Also, my email address is monkeyboyarts@gmail.com. That's arts with an S. And that Monkey Boy, that's my glassblowing brand. Me and my husband run that business together. And we got the name from, he used to be called Monkey Boy growing up. So that's where that came from. So those are the two best places. You know, if you follow me on, Facebook? I'm very easy to reach through Facebook Messenger as well.
Well, thank you. I gave you a couple of days notice. I wanted to get you on. I think it's so important for Amazon sellers, even e-com sellers, to take a look at TikTok as another social media platform. So thank you so much.
Yeah. One last nugget. If you are an Amazon seller, I think there is a high probability. Again, I can't confirm this at all, but I think there's a very high probability they will integrate Amazon links into videos. And if that is the case, then you will be able to directly post a video and send people to your Amazon listing, not to the Amazon store, but to your direct listing. And I think that is a huge opportunity that you probably won't want to miss out on.
Are you kidding?
No. I mean, they've already started integrating with other platforms that are quite sizable. I can't see any reason why they wouldn't, especially since Amazon is going to see them as a competitor at some point once they start selling and doing more social commerce.
I had no idea you could do that. And I am going to start doing that right after we get off this call. Kelsey's going to get involved with that, right, Kels?
All right.
All right. So now we're at the end of the show, and that was the best nugget of them all. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
So as we wind down, I hope everybody finished their lunch, finished their coffee. Kelsey, what do we got to do?
Follow us on all the social medias. We have Instagram. I think it's in the corner right there, Norm Farrar. If you're watching this on Norm's personal Facebook page, you should go to Who is the Beard Guy? And so you can also look at it or find it on Norman Farrar, aka the Beard Guy. And we have TikTok now, so Norman Farrar is how you can search that. And we got YouTube, and we have our new podcast, I Know This Guy. So
right.
Check that out.
And that's a new episode coming out today, by the way. So that's great. And the I Know This Guy podcast is all about interesting people, their ups, their downs, and everything in between. So that's it for today. Tune in Thursday with Lunch with Norm, and we're going to be having Elaine Saras on. So thank you very much for joining, and thank you, Mayan.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for joining and watching.
Great. Thanks.